The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 73 this afternoon under sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 50 tonight, mainly cloudy skies. Overcast tomorrow, highs around 69. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Senator Jerry Moran and other Republicans have pressed the State Department on its efforts to hold Iran accountable for the ongoing violations of the nuclear treaty. Senator Moran announced that he had joined Senator Marco Rubio from Florida and other Republican colleagues to demand an update from the Secretary of State on what the U.S. is doing to hold Iran accountable. Moran noted that Iran continues to be noncompliant and has continued its nuclear programs. Senators from other states include Cassidy from Louisiana, Blackburn from Tennessee, Ernst from Iowa, Ricketts from Nebraska, along with Moran from Kansas and Rubio from Florida. The group of senators are pressing the State Department to censure Iran, something that they did not do in a September board meeting, especially if Iran is not compliant with this treaty. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Small Business Development Center, K-State 105, and the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center are working together to help provide the right resources for small businesses at the right time. The Small Business Development Director, Greg Jordan, told KSN more about the projects.
What happens in these smaller communities, the loss of a single business can have dramatic impact on a community. And that's where we can really help to make a difference, because one of the issues that really comes up is we look at the food desert, and we have places that have lost their grocery store and the closest one is 60 miles away.
A new report by personal finance experts say that the University of Kansas may be the best decision for incoming freshmen. Wallet Hub ranked the University of Kansas as the best school in the Sunflower State, while it ranked 442nd overall, which makes it in the 51st percentile with a score of 53.98. Wichita State was ranked 8th in the state and 219th in the Midwest, while K-State was unranked. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services and their Division of Children and Family Services was awarded $2.5 million to help support the efforts in reducing the number of indigenous children involved in the child welfare system. They will receive $500,000 every year for the next 5 years, with project goals being to increase compliance with the federal and state Indian Child Welfare Act, increase tribal capacity to meet community needs around prevention, safety, permanency, and well-being, and also enhancing relationships between state and tribal partners. In other news, the Nebraska State Capitol will be lit up blue as a symbol of solidarity with the people of Israel. The color is representative of Israel's flag, which is blue and white. Governor Pillen said that he condemns these terrorist acts that has also claimed American lives. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clams Players Club or sevenclams.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Voter registration closes today for the November 7th general election. Advance balloting begins tomorrow. In addition to Marshall County clerk's offices, you may also register to vote at the Axtell, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Vermilion, and Waterville city clerk's offices. Recent public meetings, including the Marshall County Jail Project and the Marysville Candidates Forum, are available for replay or download in their entirety on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com. Washington County Commissioners heard an update on the American Rescue Plan funding last week. They're working on getting a quote for a fire escape on the backside of the courthouse, and the committee has decided to give each fire department, Lynn and Washington EMS, additional money for equipment previously requested. Nemahal County Commissioners voted unanimously to vacate a portion of K Road in Illinois Township following a public hearing. Bids for overlay on the Baileyville Road were discussed, no decisions made. Sheriff's Office reported receiving grants of $350,000 to replace the radio dispatch system and another toward bulletproof vests. It was also reported the Sheriff's Department is concerned with remaining budget levels for this year and the amount allotted for next year. Commissioners turned down a request from the City of Seneca to participate financially in funding grant matching toward development of a fitness court the city is developing. Several Liberty area residents spoke again during public comment at the last Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting opposing a confined feeding operation. They cited no benefits to the Liberty community, residences that would be located within a half mile, runoff and groundwater contamination potential, heavy truck traffic resulting in safety issues, and a 480-acre site they say is too small for the operation. A public hearing is planned Wednesday this week on the matter. Supervisors question costs involved with the name change for Region 5 Community Services to APACE and expressed concern with a lack of transparency in the transition. A mediator has been appointed by the Kansas State Board of Education in a petition regarding district boundaries with USD 113 Prairie Hills by three adjacent districts, including Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, Nemahal Central, and Jackson Heights. The request for mediation followed stalled talks among the districts who are challenging boundary changes. Pawnee City Board of Education has set a public meeting November 27th to hear comments and further discuss a proposal to move from six-man back to eight-man football for the next two-year cycle. A caregiver's guide to finances, managing money, will be offered Tuesday evening in Washington. The free program through the Alzheimer's Association will discuss costs of caregiving, benefits of early planning, teach you how to avoid financial abuse and fraud, start a conversation about finances, assess financial and legal needs, and find support. This program is free Tuesday evening at 7 at the FNB Bank Basement Meeting Room in Washington. RSVP requested at the River Valley Extension District Office at Washington, 785-325-2121. Todd J. Landall, age 53, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the American Legion Post in Marysville. Private family burial at a later date. Visitation Tuesday. The family will see friends from 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Todd Landall. Harlan M. Richter, age 79, of Barnes, passed away Thursday. funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion Church, burial in the church cemetery. Family will receive friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Arlen Richter. Francis A. Vering, age 90 of Marysville, passed away September 21st. A funeral mass is planned Saturday, October 21st, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private interment in the church cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Francis Vering. Reverend Jerome E. Jack Ulmer, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Reverend Jack Ulmer. Raul Delmar of Marysville passed away, and a memorial service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the shelter on the Blue River Rail Trail, north of inline construction. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Raul Raleigh Delmar. William Bill Dowdy, age 63, of Oldsburg, passed away Friday. Graveside service at the Carnahan Creek Cemetery pending, with the Anders Fifley Funeral Home in charge for Bill Dowdy. Nancy G. Smith, age 85, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Services pending, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Nancy Smith. Ivan R. Butch Berger, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Butch Berger.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny into Thursday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s, and mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still sunny and nice throughout the weekend, sunshine Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, and mostly clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Slightly cooler on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s, and partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-October 69, record high on this date 91, the average low 44 and the record low 25. This morning 7:39, sunset this evening at 6:47.
Looking to put away some fresh, locally harvested apples for the winter? Now is the best time to stock up. We have all the apple news on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called Remodeling Loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. But how'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling Loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no-deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 17th, the 290th day of the year. Actor George Wendt has a birthday, and Albert Einstein immigrated from Germany to America on this day in 1933. It's the height of apple season across America, and right about now is the best time for stocking up on the so-called late-season varieties. Late-season and winter apples are great for baking and also tend to be the best keepers. Those include names like Cortland, Fuji, Pink Lady, Rome, and Winesap. Keep them chilled and dry, and many will keep until late winter or early spring. And here's a clever tip for testing an apple's ripeness. With your finger, give it a flick near the stem. A dull sound indicates ripeness. A hollow sound means it may be a bit overripe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Or H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Frontier Farm Credit, Wanklin Oil, Blue Valley Insurance Agency, Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, and Valley Vet Supply.
Hello, my name is Isaac Height. I'm part of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. My favorite part of 4-H is going to fair and showing my animals.
Hi, my name is Krista Porter, and I'm a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 11 years, and my favorite project is the Dog Project.
In the face of real-life challenges, kids in 4-H are inspired to do.
Help us celebrate this year's National 4-H Week by joining our movements to inspire kids to do.
Join 4-H and explore exciting ways to grow and do together.
Visit kansas4-h.org to learn more.
Hi, my name is Isaac Prati. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I have been in 4-H for 3 years. My favorite project is Legos.
Hi, my name is Kinsley Gillig. I'm a part of the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and I've been a member for 11 years, and my favorite project is the Beef Project.
My name is Eli. I'm in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. My favorite part of 4-H is fair. I enjoy spending time with friends and showing sheep.
Hi, my name is Kinsey Wessel. I'm with the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and I've been in 4-H for 8 years, and my favorite project is the horse.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Frontier Farm Credit, Wanklin Oil, Blue Valley Insurance Agency, Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, and Valley Vet Supply.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
Everyone at CMT Designs knows the Nemaha Central High School fall sports teams have the drive, skill, and dedication to go far this season, and we'll be cheering for the athletes every step of the way. Good luck, boys and girls, and go Thunder! From CMT Designs, vinyl screen printing and more, creating memories together. Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated knows everyone can count on the Axtell Eagles fall sports teams to raise the roof at this week's events. The talented athletes have worked and practiced hard, so go for the wins, guys and girls, and good luck from your proud fans at Axtell Trust Manufacturing Incorporated.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The longest high school football winning streak was broken last Friday as Andale, with their 57-game win streak, fell for the first time in a handful of years to the Cheney Cardinals in an overtime game that ended with a Jackson Voth touchdown. The final score was 36-30. I had the chance to speak with Cheney head coach Shelby Wehrman, and he spoke about the importance of the community.
Well, I've told several people last night that it takes a village to have a team like this.
Yeah.
The community support, the parents, administration, just everybody around encouraging these kids to go, you know, and play hard and give it their all. And
the Cardinals are ranked number one in 3A and look to build on their 7-0 record as they look ahead to their matchup against Halstead this week. The Andale Indians, after taking their first loss, after winning 57 games straight, take on Pratt this week. Mid-American Network Sports.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What what hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
K-State true freshman Avery Johnson had 13 carries for 90 yards and 5 touchdowns, but also split time with the original starting quarterback, Will Howard. Chris Kleiman spoke to the media about the plan going into the game.
We were gonna play both kids the whole time, and we knew it, but we didn't know what would happen when we put Avery in, and we were able to get that first drive when he scored, and then kind of went back and forth, and they just kept giving us the same looks.
Also in the rushing attack, Trayshawn Ward had 15 carries for 118 yards, and DJ Giddens had 12 carries for 53 yards. Through the air, both quarterbacks had a very similar day, as Avery Johnson went 8 for 9 for 77 yards, while Will Howard went 6 for 9 with 86 yards. In regards to the starting quarterback for Week 8, Chris Kleiman said that is a discussion weekly, moving forward. Along with the record-breaking performance on offense by the true freshman, K-State had 3 interceptions, 2 of them by Kobe Savage and 1 by V.J. Payne. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High girls tennis team finished runner-up to Wichita Collegiate in the state tennis tournament at Topeka. Shay Kramer finished third in singles, winning her first two matches, then lost in the semifinals, and coming back in the consolation to win 6-4, 6-4. Rose Latta and Caden Spurgeon took sixth in doubles. Aubrey Vering and Kate Fries placed ninth. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs win the Twin Valley League Volleyball Tournament 25-18, 25-19 over Centralia. Valley Heights advanced, winning versus Hanover, and Centralia handled Clifton Clyde. Haxtell Boys and Centralia Girls won their respective divisions in the Twin Valley League meet at Seneca Thursday. Grady Bussing and Gavin Shaughnessy won 2 for the boys, with Chris Fulkerson of Centralia 4th, Hudson Nemechek of Valley Heights 5th, Titus Cobb of Blue Valley 6th, Brody Applegarth of Washington County 7th, Garrison Sand of Washington County 8th, and Blaze Bussing of Axtell 10th. Washington County finished runner-up. Mackenzie Baker of Washington County first in the girls' division. Keelan Rempe and Malia Talley of Centralia ran 3-4, with Court Thompson finishing ninth.
Fall foliage is not restricted to deciduous trees and shrubs. The leaves of many of our favorite perennials also turn brilliant colors in the fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Solomon Seal and Hosta leaves turn a beautiful yellow, echoing the fall flowers of witch hazel and yellow leaves of ginkgo and quaking aspen. The delicate heart-shaped leaves of barrenwort, botanically known as epimedium, turn yellow, red, or bronze in fall. Some of the leaves will persist through winter and drop as new leaves and flowers appear in spring. Perennial geranium and virginia leaves turn reddish-purple in fall. Both will persist, adding color to the winter and early spring garden. Brighten up the fall landscape with a fine texture and amber-gold fall foliage of Angelina sedum and Willow ansonia. The fluffy white seed heads of our native little blue stem complement the coppery red fall color that persists throughout the winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store have been sold, but all of their valued associates, including manager Jenny Swarthout, will remain. The new owners, along with Jenny, want the inventory lowered, so all excess inventory is 10% to 50% off, with smoking deals like reclining sofas and loveseats at $488, dual reclining sectionals at $1199, and queen mattresses at $177. Ashley Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Today we head to the easternmost point in the United States. It's a place that was inhabited for over 1,500 years before Columbus ever showed up here, and a place that reveals much about life in the tropics centuries ago. It's today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
David Goldstein says there is evidence of people living on St. Croix as far back as the 2nd century B.C. They found the foundations of one such settlement here at Salt River Bay.
That site had several large roundhouses with a central plaza. We know that they buried their dead communally in a central plaza. They ate a lot of food from the sea, but they also grew a lot of plants.
The archaeological site documents the arrival of more people to this island between the 8th and 12th centuries.
The next great wave of people coming in was probably a combination of people coming from other islands, and then again, another great migration coming from either Central America or from South America again. This was another great revolution with different kinds of ceramics and different kinds of belief systems.
The subsequent generations of these people arriving in this second wave of immigration, if you will, were some of the first encountered by Europeans.
And these are the people who developed into the cultural formations that we call the Taino, or we knew as the Taino, who clearly Columbus and his crew met on the island of Hispaniola during his first voyage and then also encounter here at Salt River Bay in 1493.
Salt River Bay National Historical Park preserves the unique ecology of the place, including mangrove forests and marine estuaries. You'll find the remains of a 1600s French fort, a remnant of the short time that nation ruled the island. The site also documents the early inhabitants here and the spot where Europeans and Native Americans met and then clashed. In fact, the first meeting here was far from friendly. More next time as we travel the countryside. Salt River Bay, St. Croix. I'm Andrew McCray.
Rollovers are a main cause of death on farms. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to maneuver the machine on hills and the safety precautions you should take as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Every year we hear stories of how somebody was injured or killed from a tractor rollover. These things happen in a split second, giving the rider no time to think and react. You can't always prevent an overturn, but your chance of survival is almost guaranteed if there is a rollover protection system on the tractor and you're buckled in. Chuck Schwab is an extension safety specialist at Iowa State University. He says tractors have a high center of gravity, which makes it easy for them to overturn, especially on a slope. The safest way to maneuver a slope is to back up the hill and drive down rather than driving across it. Unexpected things like depressions from soil erosion can catch you by surprise.
And so what happens is you're on a slope that's steep, and then one of your tires go into that rail, and that causes the slope to be more steep at that one instant. Then the tractor has started the shift towards rolling, and then it just continues.
Rear overturns are most often caused by hitching outside of or higher than the tow bar.
If your back wheels of the tractor get good traction and they don't move, and whatever you're towing isn't going to budge, if the wheel doesn't spin and there's power to it, there's enough power in most tractors that will take and lift the entire tractor and throw it backwards.
Keep your speed down because it's easier to correct a hazardous situation if you're going slow. If the tractor starts to feel unstable and you're driving like you're in the Indy 500, it might roll before you can do anything about it. Learn more about preventing tractor overturns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better, not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
KNDY.
Sobering news about the world's agricultural productivity goals. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The world's farmers are tasked with not only meeting some pretty high production goals in the years ahead, but doing so sustainably. Overall production is up, according to the latest Global Agricultural Productivity Report, but so is land used for that production. As a result, lower marks for sustainability. Alexis Taylor is Undersecretary for Trade at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Is sounding the alarm on the impact of climate change on agricultural productivity growth. Global agricultural productivity growth, on average, is 21% lower than it would have been without climate change. That is equivalent to 7 years of lost farm productivity advances since 1960.
Taylor believes agricultural production advances can still happen.
Through science and innovation. If producers at all scales of production are able to access proven, appropriate productivity-enhancing tools, including new technologies, we can make significant strides in closing the TFP growth gap. And through public-private partnerships that foster development and adoption of new technologies.
You can learn more about the Global Agricultural Productivity Report by visiting the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, no, it's not the state of Wisconsin, but we are seeing some new innovation and expansion of the agricultural industry here in the state of Kansas as a new cheese processing facility is set to be built in western Kansas. As the company of Hillmart Cheese Company says that they are constructing a facility in Dodge City. And Joanne Knight, the Dodge City Economic Development Director, says,
yes, we are under construction with Hillmart Cheese Company. It is a little over $600 million project. They will be using the capacity of about 100,000 cows milk a day and employing about 260 individuals in our community.
Knight goes on to say that the processing facility means that the dairy farms in the area continue to expand after the focus of that from the Brownback administration just a few years ago, enticing dairy industries to move out of the state of California.
Actually, they are expanding some of our current dairies, and they will be adding the capacity for those cows. Western Kansas has about 130,000 dairy cows right now, so it will be almost doubling the capacity out there with expansions.
She goes on to say that the official announcement came from the World Dairy Expo that happened just last week.
Our goal really isn't to get more dairies in there, but we really like to get some of the support services and industries in there to help support the plant. That's why we're here, is more to have a presence of this is going on, and there are so many different types of industries or support services that you need when you bring the size of a project in and that much more dairy.
At the same time, Russell Plachka with the Kansas Department of Agriculture says that the effort started roughly 25 years ago.
So we started attending the World Ag Expo out in Tulare, California, the World Dairy Expo here in Madison, and looking strategically at some of those dairy events across the country to see about, all right, let's bring in some of these dairies. So we've done that, and now we're looking at really how do we support those supporting businesses, those indirect businesses to bring that industry to Kansas and support our dairy farmers across the state.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball is right around the corner with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena as a season ticket holder and be rewarded with a collector's replica of the arena. Plus, there are all sorts of new game day improvements coming to your house on the prairie, including fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Join Shocker Nation and reserve your season tickets in the Roundhouse by calling 3...
Hey, Tab, did you know that in 2023, over 55% of all soybeans planted in the United States were of the Enlist trait?
Wow, what's the reason?
The competition says that they have true flexibility, but they have to worry about time of day restrictions, a June 30th cutoff date, and only legally spraying when the wind speed is between 3 and 10 miles per hour.
That sounds restrictive, not flexible.
Yes, and none of these are true with the Enlist system.
So that's why you've been so relaxed while posting soybeans.
Yep.
Call my husband, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and order your American Proud, neighbor-approved, and farmer-friendly Pioneer Enlist beans today.
And remember, when you buy Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. Tender use, on-site seed treatment, and the best service in the business. We truly care, and we test the products before you get them. Pioneer from Performance Ag, 785-313-3064.
An above-average yield may put a crunch on storage. If you don't have the room on your farm, consider renting a grain bin from your neighbor on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT 1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT 1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
When you have a bumper crop,
crop, finding enough on-farm storage for all that grain can be a challenge if you're not taking it to market right away. Maybe a neighbor or retired producer in your area have empty grain bins and would be willing to rent them to you. John Laporte is an Extension Farm Business Management educator at Michigan State University. He says there are cost considerations for both parties, so start rental negotiations with top-of-the-line costs of storing grain at a commercial elevator.
To say this is kind of the most we would pay because this is all these services and additional things added in as we start ratcheting down to what we don't need or what's not going to be part of renting from a neighbor or another producer. You maybe want to charge a little bit less or you don't want to spend as much for those additional things that you're not going to have. So the owner's kind of got in mind what they need to have to cover their expenses. The producer needing the storage kind of has a top end range. And then you kind of work through that negotiation of what's a reasonable rate to cover everybody's needs.
He says there will be variations, but grain bin rental rates tend to look like this.
Typically, what we see for folks is you're looking at a per bushel per year cost, roughly about 10 cents to 25 cents per bushel. If you're looking at per month, it's anywhere from 1 cent up to 10 cents per month per bushel.
Before the grain goes in, rented bins need to be clean and all working parts in order. Check for places where water can get in and any evidence of insect infestations. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about renting grain bin storage at agriculture.com.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network Media. Hoosier moving through the Tuesday today. Still seeing things really not move a whole lot in the grain market. Corn still slightly lower right now. The wheat market has dipped into the red a little bit as well. Soybeans still seeing some decent gains throughout the day. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market right now, December corn is unchanged right now, sitting at 490 even a bushel. March corn is down slightly, quarter of a cent. Not a lot of movement there, sitting at 504 and three quarters of a cent. In the wheat market, still mostly lower here. December KC wheat's down 2 pennies at 666 and three quarters. March KC wheat down by 2 cents at 676, even a bushel. In the bean market, still mostly higher numbers here. November beans are up 12 and three quarters cents to 1299 even. The January soybeans up 12 and a quarter to 1318 even. Meal market, December meals up $8.60 at 398.80, with January in the green by 740, sitting at 393.30. And the soybean oil for December is down by 37 cents at 55.53. January down by 33 cents at 54.79. In the canola market, November canola is down 280 at 7.20.40. And the cotton market, mostly lower here. Some decent hits. December cotton down $1.84 at 83.31. March is also down by $1.56 overall. Quick look at your U.S. dollar index today. We are seeing some red on the board here. December index is down by 6 pennies at 105.97. March index down by 17 cents at 105.47. The euro is sitting at 106. British pound at 121 right now. 30-year bonds for December down just over a point, sitting at 110.80. The March 30-year bonds down slightly at 110.13. In the 10-year notes, we are seeing December down just under a point, sitting at 106.10. And the March down as well, sitting at 106.21. Stock market mixed today with the Dow Jones in the green 26 points, the S&P up by 1, the NASDAQ in the red by 18. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pink Match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at the match wearing pink.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
All new for 2024, the Nordis Motor Company has the Chevy Silverado 1500 LTZ Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Colorado. It's four-wheel drive Z71 package. They have a 2023 Chevy Trailblazer priced at $22,200 new and a 23 Chevy Malibu at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. This time of year, many spring calving cow producers are working on weaning their calves. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains a few things that they should keep in mind to reduce pressure off the livestock and operator. He shares what he thinks all producers should do first when it comes to weaning.
You know, we always refer to weaning as the most stressful time in the animal's life. Well, it doesn't have to be. And it comes back to, and sometimes it's stressful on the operators, the producers. Again, it doesn't have to be. So now is the time to plan ahead. Whether you have a traditional weaning window, maybe you're weaning to be able to prepare those calves for a particular sale. You know, whatever works for you, plan ahead and plan accordingly.
He says that having prepared working facilities and enough help can be important to remember when coordinating for the move.
Some working facilities that are out in the pasture, we all know that some of those facilities don't go unused for periods of time through the year. If you have a lot of tall weeds, things like that, it's time to go knock off all those weeds, make sure it's an easy access, easy flow to make sure we're not impeding any of those animal handling whenever we get them in there. Next is, again, plan ahead and plan accordingly that weaning is an event. It can be an event, but it's not a timed event. So, you know, whether you hire people in, you have day labor, you have neighbors come and help, family members coming back from college, right? You get the kids coming back from college to help out with weaning. Whatever that is, have some flexibility in place, but also communicate. Okay, this shouldn't be a spur-of-the-moment activity. It should be planned out well in advance. So while you're planning, labor, facilities, timing, but also weather.
Giving the calves time to acclimate to what will be their new conditions after weaning can be beneficial for the calves' transition.
Whenever we're introducing new animals to any new environment, new feedstuffs, new water tanks, whatever that is, give these animals a comfortable, unstressed time to be able to figure things out for themselves. So if we're going to be feeding weaned calves, a new diet, right? Well, it's okay to go out while they're still with their mom and introduce that new feed. So pre-weaning, you know, a week ahead of time, give the animals an opportunity to acclimate to their environment, acclimate to the new nutrition that you're going to be delivering, acclimate to the new water. That'll all build confidence in these calves whenever we start working them through this transition.
That was Kansas State University Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discussing things that cattle producers should consider before they work to wean their spring-born calves. He reminds producers that each operation is different, so they should do what works best for them and their livestock. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. country music just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.